But anyways, I was saying Guy Fieri is behind me here. He is one of my idols for that reason. I know it's a weird one to have, but he, no matter what, has just been himself. He's been the blonde. He gets so much shit. The blonde
for
hair.
For his hair?
His hair, his look, the flames, everything. And he has
he wears
leaned
all those flame
into
shirts.
It. He posts any meme that you make fun of him. He will post
Does
it
he?
On his Instagram.
Good for him.
He loves it. His best friend is Matthew McConaughey, which I think that relationship to me is like the sweetest, cutest thing I've ever heard.
I had no idea.
And they both kind of bonded over the fact of like Guy Fieri got big really quickly.
Okay.
And they bonded over the fact of like, I don't want it, like wanting to change this exact kind of conversation. Like, do I stay true to myself? Like, people are really giving me shit for my look, my whole thing. And I think Matthew, if I could dream of what the conversation was, it was just like, dude, you just gotta like be yourself, like just stay true to yourself and like keep going. And he has come out, he's gone through some shit.
Has he?
And he has come out on the other side. He's one of the fucking richest, coolest, like didn't change one thing about him.
Good for him.
Yeah.
How did he grow to fame so quickly?
He won a contest on, so he won like Food Network star.
Okay,
but what he did with that win is amazing, right? So it's like anybody can win little things.
But
American
a lot of them
Idol
just phase out though.
It's
Fizzle
what
out.
You do with that opportunity. And we talked about this in Vegas a little bit of like, when that one moment hits, what are you going to do with that flame? Are you going to like build it into a big fire? Or are you going to like party or not take it or think that it's going to happen all the time and just let it like fade out? So a lot of them have, but he's one of the only ones that now is in the fold of Cooking Network and billionaire, millionaire on top of trillionaire, and just took that opportunity to the max level. And
I love
I don't know, I just
he has like
awesome.
What does he have in that picture, like onion ring, like Wolverine claws or some shit. Like, I love it.
This is the most ridiculous thing ever, right?
I know.
Of course, this is Jesse's idol, right? Fat. He's chubby chaser. I'm a chubby chaser.
Him and Bourdain.
Him and Bourdain. So I did used to like Bourdain. He used to be my man.
Yeah.
But.
Well, you got a mug of his, too, when we were at Byzantium.
Yeah, I have a mug and a candle of his. But what happened with him is he was such an asshole and he fucking killed himself, which I was really mad about. And then Guy Fieri stepped in as my stepdad.
Okay.
And I was fighting it. I was definitely like, no, Guy Fieri.
No stepdad.
You are not gonna fill the place of Bourdain.
I'm not gonna call you dad.
He finally like won me over and now I call him dad.
Do you?
Yeah. Because I was like, you're actually such a better person than Bourdain ever was. But I was fighting it because he wasn't cool. Fieri is not cool. He is a dorky motherfucker.
But I like that though.
But
that's why I
like
Post Malone too, because I think he's dorky, but he's cute and he's himself.
Yes.
And he doesn't care.
Yes.
I don't know if it was true or not, but they showed him on the commercial, on the Doritos commercial, getting a Doritos tattoo on his face.
I'm sure he is.
I don't know if he did, but part of me was like, did you?
Don't you think he would? He's just that kind of person. He has.
Too bad you couldn't make a tattoo like scratch and sniff or like scratch and lick, right? Where like, you make it food on your face and someone can like go up to it, scratch it and lick it and be like, schnozberries tastes like schnozberries.
The only way to do that is every morning you'd have to put a little Dorito.
I know.
Perfume on there like a fucking
whatever
dirt bag. And you would
But Post
love
would
it.
Do it. He's
he would
so
do
dedicated.
It.
He would do it.
And he's dedicated. Yeah, you've been watching every move and plotting your next move on every girl on Yeah, don't y'all better things to do. Yeah, go buy some fucking shoes. Yeah, you're irritating. Yes, yeah.